Blog Talk Radio.
This is 050 on the radio, and it is February 11th, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord Jesus Christ for the talent and opportunity to do this show. We are jam-packed doing this thing today, talking about the NBA. Okay, it is the All-Star break, so what are we going to do? We're going to review what's happened in the first half in the Eastern Conference today, and then on Monday, we're going to do this first half of the Western Conference. Let's see what's going to happen for the rest of the season, and so on and so forth. But first, all I want to take time out, send my condolences to, I'm not going to really say a friend, I'll say a point to mine. I'm Monty Williams, coach of the NBA, lost like automobile accident. I want to my condolences to him and him and his family, and just thinking about him today. All right, well, got to go through the entire Eastern Conference. That's 15 teams, and we have a half an hour to do it. That's team, and we just spent the last minute and a half in the introduction. So we got to get started here. Hey, everybody knows first on the mantle is the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are 38-14. In the last 10 games, they won eight out of 10, won three in a row, including last night as they beat the Lakers 120-111. Their best player this year, if there's any doubt, LeBron James, 25 points a game, 7 rebounds a game, over 6 assists a game. He's been doing the deal. It's the same deal for Cleveland, except they've been injured. We got injured in the finals last year. He's only played 26 games this year. He's averaged 19 points a game. He had some good moments. Mike, he had 35 Lakers. Kevin Love, he's averaging a double-double. Just under 16 points a game, over 10 rebounds a game. Now, the issue with Cleveland, I don't see them over the hump. I just don't. I don't see them over the hump getting past any of the good teams in the Western Conference right now. And so, where do they go? It'll be interesting to see, and I think the dudes that need to be on the trade mantle would be either Tristan Thompson or Timothy Mozgov. Now, Mozgov would be a stretch because he's their only rim protector right now, and I thought they were going to let Tristan Thompson go. They paid him all that money, and they hardly play him, which is why I was trying to figure out why they were trying so diligently to get him this past season. But, hey, Cleveland, definitely the odds on favor doing the whole deal. And we'll see how that. Number two, there is the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors are 35-17. They have lost. They lost one last night to who did they lose to last night? Good grief. I was watching the game. That's what Minnesota. Really good game last night. They have also won 8 out of their last 10 games. Their number one guy is DeMar DeRozan, another all-star. He's over 23 points a game, over 4 rebounds, over 4 assists a game. And he and Kyle Lowry, they're probably the second best backcourt in the league. With Lowry, 21 points a game, just under rebounds a game, over 6 assists a game. He's getting it done. Hey, they've been hurt by the absence of Damari Carroll. He's only played 20 games this year. And if it comes to trade, I think they only really need a little bit of tinkering. And I don't see where Patrick Patterson fits in. Anthony Bennett, man, you talk about a disappointment. He has just not gotten it done since he's been in the NBA. Not at all. Not even close. And And remember, he was the number one pick just a couple of years ago. So Toronto right now, they're clearly, in my book, the second-best team, but they got a lot of holes, including, again, the defense in the interior. And we'll see how they address that. But right now, they're two of the best defensive teams in the Eastern Conference, for instance. So that's why they are leading the conference, Toronto and Cleveland. Number three is Pride, Boston Celtics, 32-23. They won last night in should I say easily the best game of the night? No, I'm not going to say easily. Just the best game of the night. Beat the Clippers 139-134. One of them top 10 games of the first half of the season. Just a really good one. They were led by their all-star Isaiah Thomas. He has been brilliant in this season. All-star caliber, over 21 points a game. He's gotten three rebounds a game, which is saying a lot,
you know, if you consider his size. And then he's averaging 6.6 assists a game. And he has just been unbelievable all year long, and he has consistently done it.
It hasn't been up and down, down and around. Last night he had 36 points and 11 assists, and he had the game-tying shot in the game in the overtime. So, you know, you got that you got that deal where, it's a good bunch over there for the Celtics. Work hard. Brad Stevens just showing himself to be a great coach, not on the college level. He has been a phenomenal coach on the pro level. I know he's not going to get too many Coach of the Year votes, even though that's going to be a weird thing this year because, hey, the Warriors, they're running off with everything. But heck, Luke Walton was a coach early on, so does Steve Kerr get credit for all of that? I don't know, but we shall see. Did I almost say Avery Bradley? Bradley, yeah. I mean Anthony Bradley. I meant to say Avery Bradley. Did I almost say Anthony Bradley? Bradley. Wow, I'm really off base. Avery Bradley. He's averaging over 15 points a game. One of the real good defenders in the league at the guard position. For them, to me, they got the Celtics got such a glutton over at the power forward position. R. Johnson and Kelly Olynyk and Deller is a big man. They just got a bunch of them. The Jared Sullinger, he plays both. I know Kelly Olynyk got injured in the first half yesterday, but I don't think it's that serious. Back as soon as the break ends. But that's what I see the Celtics doing. And plus the Celtics, boy, they got so many riches in the draft this year. Remember, they got Nets drafted. They have their own drafted. And the Nets is unprotected. So if the Nets get the number one pick in the draft, guess what? The Celtics get the number one pick in the draft. That's how it goes. And look out for the Celtics. Number four, the Atlanta Hawks. They're at 31-24. They won last night. They polished Bulls in Chicago, 113-90. Their main guy all year long has been Paul Millsap, just under 18 points a game. Just under 9 rebounds a game, over the assists a game. He has been consistently there. Al Horford for struggling to get back to the level that he was before he got injured, but he's still solid. Over to Atlanta right now, to me, they need a score at the guard position. They have Kyle Korver, who's a spot-up shooter that that they have over there, but they need a score. And you know, funny thing is that they have two very good point guards in Jeff Teague and in Jeff Teague and Dennis Schroeder. And to me, Jeff Teague might be the one to go to bring themselves a score and just someone to put points on the board. They don't have a shooting guard that averages 10 points a game. I don't know if I've ever seen that, but they don't have anybody at the shooting guard position 10 points a game, none of them. And so they need to get that going over there for Atlanta. And they got a solid squad everywhere else. I know they look for Tim Hardaway to bring him more. He might be one that you could put on the trading blocks as well. Well, but he has not gotten it done. And it's been Kyle Korver out there at the two guard position. Number five, the Miami Heat. Hey, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, still holding down the fort. Dwayne Wade, we're just under 17 a game. Over four, Bosh, he's just under 20 points a game. Over seven rebounds a game. Over two assists a game. You know, the Heat are pretty much where they are, in my opinion. I'm sure they'd like to make another big splash, but they really need their young players to step up. I think they might have made a key miscalculation in getting rid of Shabazz Napier, because right now they had to get Beno Udish for the backup point guard. They would have liked having Shabazz Napier over there better. And Goran Dragic, he has just been ordinary this year. Hasn't been big time or anything like that. I signed Whiteside on. They're going to have to get some scoring again from the wing. Like, who would have ever thought that you know, that they don't have a small forward that averages 12. Oh, I take that back. Gerald Green, he does average. Gerald Green and Luau right at 10 points a game. Game got to have more scoring from them, and we'll see what Miami can get if they go on a trade deadline with something. I don't know if they will. The Indiana Pacers, they're 28-25, and their main guy, we already know, Paul George, he's unbelievable. Over 23 points a game, over seven rebounds a game, four assists a game. It's been the rest of the roster. Monte Ellis has been a disappointment. Hey, he's averaging below 14 a game. Monte Ellis, are you serious? Serious is a scoring machine, and he just hasn't been able to score with Indiana. Not only the 10 games, they're 5-5. They haven't really gotten things going. Saw him play last night. Got blown up by the Charlotte. And at home. And to me, they got a lot of people who's stagnant on the bench. And Rodney Stuckey, he's stagnant on the bench. Jordan Hill plays. But he's almost taking away time from Miles Turner. And he's coming on right now. But he's had a brilliant month and really is coming on. And I would venture to say, hey, angle those dudes out there, you might get something back, and Indiana can take another step forward. Because, again, you know, Monte Ellis, that was a surprise. I thought he would play really well this year for the Indiana Pacers. That just hasn't been the case. Number seven, Chicago Bulls. Man, they're 27-25. They've lost their last four games in a row. Last night, got, like I said, drilled by Atlanta. And, you know, again, they're having issues. Right now, you got Jimmy Butler, who's been the best player clearly all season long. But now you got Jimmy Butler, who's he's going to be out for a month, a month or two. So they have been on a hard time since he got in. He got Derrick Rose, who he just can't stay healthy consistently, but he's doing a good job this year playing through a lot of things. The consistent player this year has been Pau Gasol, who's had maybe his best season outside of being a Laker. I mean, he's been unbelievable this year. 17 a game, just under 11 boards. He's been unreal. If you're in Chicago, the only thing you really want is health. I still believe they're the second-best roster in the Eastern Conference. But they just never can stay healthy. They have they got a good one over in, bunch of young big men out there, Taj Gibson, Meritic. They got Cameron Barstow, though, and, they might be able to make a move there, but I just think they need to stay put and just get healthy. It's unbelievable how beat up the Bulls have been through the years. They play Steve. That's the Charlotte Hornets, and they're looking good. They're looking really good. 27-26. They won their last three. They won 7 out of their last 10. The best player has clearly been Kemba Walker. Probably the biggest snub in the All-Star game, averaging over 20 points a game, over 4 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game. He has been just, in my eyes, one of the very best guards in the Eastern Conference this year. Nicholas Batum, he's been the one who's really stepped up, just on right under 15 points a game, over 6 rebounds a game, just under 6 assists a game. He has just been he's been unbelievable lately. Triple double machine in the last 8 games, and Charlotte, they're right on the cusp. They just can't. They haven't been able to be healthy all year. Last night, Micah Kidd-Gilchrist got hurt again, and he's only played 7 games all season. Then you have Al Jefferson. He's only played 19 games this season. He's supposed to come back off of behind the All-Star break. But, man, they look so good. You almost want to say, hey, Al Jefferson's a free agent. Do you put him up and say, hey, Celtics, here's your big man. You need to score. Give us a glutton of talent with the young bucks you have that don't play. And then you got the bunch of draft picks that you have, and you can have Al Jefferson back, and that could be a match made in heaven right here. But we'll see how that goes. All right, now, we know the rest of these guys. They're not in the playoffs. Gosh. The bottom, I shouldn't say the bottom 7. The Detroit Pistons, they're 27-27. They've lost their last 3 games in a row. Just haven't been able to, they haven't been able to be any consistent. And let's be real with it. They were a solid playoff team just a little while ago, and they just haven't been able to get it done lately. Last night they were pretty much blown out at home by the Nuggets. And let's not say blown out. They lost by 10 at home to the Nuggets. We're talking about a team that 22-32. They got blown out. They got blown out at home, pretty much. Detroit, best player, hey, Andre Drummond, one of the best centers in the league, 17 points a game, 15 rebounds a game, and best block shot blocker, second best shot blocker out there in the league. Reggie Jackson, boy, has he really come on, 19 points a game, over 6 assists a game. Hey, I'm Detroit. I'm getting rid of Brandon Jennings ASAP as soon as Reggie Jackson gets healthy, because they need some pieces. And they look good at times, but, man, when Reggie Jackson got hurt, they just really have dropped off. Washington Wizards, they're 23-27. They won the other night, Tuesday night, and against who did they play Tuesday night? I'm right on the tip of my tongue, but they just struggled really bad in the second half, second part of the first half of the season. John Wall, he's been consistently really good, 20 points a game, just under 10 game. Problem is, Bradley Beal's averaging just under 19 a game. One of the best shooters out there, but he's only played 29 games. And if you look at the Wizard roster, right now you say, well, who else there would you really keep? And in my opinion, I'd keep Gortat, I'd keep Nene. Y'all know I think Nene is the most important Wizard there is. And then you have Otto Porter, who's really starting to come on now. Everybody else could go, in my opinion. They have aged a lot. They haven't gotten a lot of production from the bench unless they've thrown, like, Bradley Beal. They've been bringing Bradley Beal off the bench, leaving Garrett Temple in there. They just haven't been able to get in unless they've forced starters to come off the bench. Orlando, they're 23-29, and you know, just not really good this year. They were a playoff team for most of the first half of the season, but then they really dropped off. They lost 7 of their last 10 games. Nikola Vujovic, he's one of the best centers in the league. 17 points a game, just under 9 rebounds a game. Victor Oladipo, who he has, you know, gotten over his injuries. He was coming off the bench for much of the first half of the season. And he's averaging over 14 a game, over 4 assists, 4 rebounds, just under 5 rebounds a game. And again, just like Orlando. I mean, just like the Wizards. Everyone but Vujovic, Oladipo, probably Evan Fournier, and Elfrid Payton. Everybody else would be up for grab if I was Orlando, because I don't think they have much of a shot to make the playoffs either. Number 12, the New York Knicks. Ooh, man, if they look good early on, and they are awful now. Just fired Derek Fisher. They have lost 9 of their last 10. They're 23-32. We're talking about a team that was 500 just a little while ago. Lost 6 in a row. Bro, Carmelo Anthony, he's now with an ailing knee. He's averaging over 21 points a game, just under 8 rebounds, over 4 assists a game. What about Chris Porzingis? Hey, you got to love that name. 14 points a game, just under 8 rebounds. The known, I'm not going to say the 5 of the draft, number 4 pick. It was number 4 pick, for heaven's sakes. And if I'm New York, I got to look one or two ways. I'm either getting rid of everybody but Porzingis and Anthony, or I'm getting rid of Carmelo Anthony. Right now, they just don't have Carmelo Anthony is not on the upward side of his career. He's going down, and he makes a ton of money for the next 3 years. Hey, you can find a contender somewhere that'll pay him a ton of money and give up a lot for him, and I would do it if that would be the case. The Milwaukee Bucks, 21-32. They have lost 7 of their last 10 games. Greg Monroe has been their best player, just under 17 points a game, just 10 rebounds a game, 2.3 assists a game. And got to give big time credit to Chris Middleton out of Texas A&M. I gotta give that a shout out, because they were the ones that kept saying, watch Chris Middleton, watch Chris Middleton. And when he was still in college, 17.7 points a game, over just under 4 rebounds a game. He has been, you know, fine. But the deal is they got a lot on – they got talent in Milwaukee. There's no doubt they have talent. What questionable, to say the least. But, you know, they have Jared Bayless. They got 10,000 point guards. Even Middleton. Oh, they got 10,000 small forwards. John Henson. They have a ton of power forwards. So where do you go to get players? There are a ton of players they need to get over there. Well, by far the worst two teams in the Eastern Conference, the Brooklyn Nets, 14-40. They've lost seven of their last 10 games. Lopez, he's been their main guy all year, over 20 points a game, over 8 rebounds a game. Then you have Thaddeus Young, over 15 points a game, over 9 rebounds a game. But when it comes to Brooklyn, I would say everybody would be up for trade. They have not gotten anything out of anyone they wanted to, and now they're all a little bit older. Joe Johnson making a ton of money. Brook Lopez making a ton of money. Thaddeus Young making a lot of money. You have all these people making all this money, and you have 14 wins. It's time to open it up and let people go. And, of course, the last team on here, they're the Philadelphia 76ers, 8-45. They've lost 2 in a row. Lost a really good one last night to Sacramento. Outplayed them the entire game. And then they've lost 7 of their last 10 games. Jahlil Okafor has been their best player consistently this year, over 17 points a game, over 7 rebounds a game, and been inconsistent on the defensive end, and surprisingly hasn't rebounded the way he thought he would. But, man, when he goes up against somebody who's big time, he really shows up. Last night went up against DeMarcus Cousins and literally went toe-to-toe with him. Didn't, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, he was rolling. He does not step away from those challenges of the big man, of the big fella. He stays right there. He had 2 blocks as well. But his only issue is he had 6 turnovers as well last night. And why they traded him last year, I still don't know why. Over 15 points a game, just under 8 assists a game, just under 4 rebounds a game. And, when it comes to the trade deadline, everybody will be available other than Okafor and probably Robert Covington. I really think Covington is a big-time player. Ish Smith as well, because they traded him once before. Why, I have no idea, because they didn't have a point. They didn't have a point guard to deal with over there in the first place. Well, that is the Eastern Conference review again on Monday. We'll have the Western Conference review, and we'll also talk about the All-Star Weekend, which will be coming up this weekend. And, Kobe's last one is going to be in Toronto. How much fun is it going to be? Who knows? But so we'll be back on Monday. And I start off the show saying it. I'm going to say it again. Condolences to, I'll say, an acquaintance of mine, a friend of mine, Bonnie Williams, who lost his wife yesterday in an automobile accident. My condolences to and his family. All right. Well, again, we'll see you on Monday, same bat time, same bat channel. Toodaloo, and bye-bye.